The life for me, land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores. Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Strangest thing. I'm sure it was here somewhere.
What's your problem?
Well, I'm looking for a jar of... Oh, here. No, it isn't either. Did you take it?
Take what?
My after bath cream.
After bath cream?
It comes in a set. Now, this is the before bath cream. And this is the during bath cream, and I can't find the after bath.
Can't you just use the before or the during?
Not for after, any more than I can use the before for the during or the during for the before.
There must be something you can use out of all this junk.
Junk? Do you know how much this costs?
20 cents?
$40.
Four? What is it? Youthful elbow cream.
You use that to make your elbows young.
What do you need young elbows for?
To keep up with the rest of you. There is no sense in putting on young face cream and young eye cream if you're going to walk around with old elbows.
No, that wouldn't...
That is one of Madame Tchaikovsky's bestsellers.
Tchaikovsky? Is she any relation to the composer?
That was his wife. But when the music business got bad, she went into the cosmetical business to support the family.
Cosmetical?
The first thing tomorrow, I want you to take me into Drucker's store so I can buy some after bath cream.
I can just see the expression on Mr. Drucker's face when you ask him for it.
After bath cream?
Yeah, this part of a set. They have a before and a during, and my wife is out of the after.
Oh, well,
It's made by Madame Tchaikovsky.
The wife of the composer. She went into the cosmetical business when he was having trouble selling his symphonies.
Oh, I didn't know he...
Do you have any other kind of an after-bath cream?
Well, no, ma'am. I just carry a few cosmetics as an accommodation for the women folk around here.
What have you got?
Well, I got Mercurochrome. The women use that for nail polish.
Nail?
Then I have Pitney's Lamp Black. They use that for eyeshadow. But this is my biggest seller. McGivney's Silver Polish.
Silver polish?
Yeah, the women use it for a face cream. Gives them a nice shine, and it keeps them from tarnishing when they go out into the sun.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Drucker, I'm surprised that you don't carry a line of cosmeticals.
Well, I often thought about it, but I don't know beans about it.
Well, maybe I could help you.
How?
I have a feeling you're going to be sorry you asked that, Mr. Drucker.
Well, I could help you to order everything you need.
Oh, yeah, but who's going to sell it?
That's your second stupid question.
I could sell them for you.
You could?
You don't know when to quit, do you?
Well, it sounds like a good idea.
It does?
But is there any place in the store where there is room for a cosmetical counter?
Don't answer that.
Well, let's see.
Well, I won't need anything fancy.
Well, maybe I could clear off this table and you could use it for a counter.
But that would be wonderful.
Then I guess we're in business.
Yes.
I never saw a man so happy about going to his own funeral. Lisa, haven't you started dinner yet?
Yes, I'm boiling a pot of water.
For what?
Well, I thought I'd leave that part up to you.
Look, I'm not...
Oliver, I'm trying to make out a list for the cosmeteticus I'm going to order.
You're not really serious, are you?
Well, I shook hands with Mr. Drucker, didn't I?
Well, yes,
well, I'm
but...
not the kind of a girl who shakes and forgets.
Well, I didn't.
You can help me with the list if you want to.
What do you want me to do?
Write out a check for $5,000.
$5,000?
Make it out to cash. That's the name I'll be using for a while.
How much stuff are you buying?
Different women need different things to be beautiful in different departments.
In different...
Yes, the face usually needs the most work. So let's start with the forehead. Now, the forehead needs forehead cleansing cream, forehead wrinkle cream, forehead base cream, forehead smoothing cream, forehead penetrating cream, forehead peeling cream.
That's just for the forehead.
Now we move down to the eye section. I divided that in three parts. The eyebrows, the eyeball, and the eyelashes. Now for the eyebrows, you need eyebrow cleansing cream, eyebrow wrinkle cream, eyebrow base cream, eyebrow smoothing cream.
That sounds just like the same stuff you had for the forehead.
It is, except it is for the eyebrows. Now we come to... Did I say tweezers?
I don't believe so.
Eyebrow tweezer.
Don't they have a forehead tweezer?
Oh, I forgot about that. A gross of forehead tweezers.
You mean there is such a thing?
As what?
As forehead tweezers.
I already wrote that down.
Oh, for the love of...
Now for the eyelashes. For that, I'm going to order... I wonder who that is.
Sounds like Mr. Haney. Oh, it is Mr. Haney.
Mr. Douglas, Mrs. Douglas, may I be the first to congratulate you on your new business.
Why, thank you, Mr. Haney. Oliver, isn't it beautiful?
It's the silliest looking thing I've ever seen.
Silly? Mr. Douglas, that is $69 worth of horseshoe. And I purchased it just for you, Mrs. D.
Really? Well, then why does it say, good luck to Harry's butcher shop?
Well, if it brought good luck to Harry, I figured it'd bring good luck to your wife.
Oh, why, thank you very much, Mr. Haney. Oliver, here you are.
Oh, no, Lisa, now, what am I going to do with her?
And when will you be opening your cosmeteticals business, Mrs. Douglas?
Cosmeteticals? There's no such word as...
As soon as I get my cosmeteticals, I was just making out a list of the stuff I need.
Then how 4202 us that I drop by?
4202 us?
It means lucky. Now, if I can just have your order.
Come on, Lisa.
Mr. Haney, I was planning to do my ordering from the Lady Love Company.
The Lady Love Company? Are they still in business?
Yes, they are.
Then they must have won that lawsuit. I wonder what happened to that poor bald woman that used their hairspray.
I think they make very good cosmeteticals.
Not according to an independent survey made in a small Midwestern town where half of the women were given Lady Love hand cream to use on their hands and the other half were given my hand cream. And would you believe that in my group there was not a single cavity?
What has that got to do with the...
Well, Mr. Haney, I...
Just a moment, please. What has that got to do with what?
What has that got to do with...
You were saying, Mrs. Douglas...
Well, I was going to say that I can get everything I need from the Lady Love Company.
Including Mademoiselle Yvette's face rejuvenating cream, which contains a magic ingredient, hamster milk.
Hamster milk?
It picks up where turtle oil fears to tread.
How do you get hamster milk?
By milking a hamster.
Oh,
would you care to watch a milking session?
I most certainly would.
This way. May I introduce Gwendolyn?
How do you do?
Oh, Lisa, you don't know.
Excuse us. Gwendolyn is a little shy about strangers watching her being milked.
I didn't know you could milk a hamster.
Oh, you can't. He's a...
What the...
There you are. Grade A hamster milk.
And you said it couldn't be done.
By using just one jar a week of this face rejuvenating cream containing the aforementioned hamster milk, you can keep young looking forever.
Oh, brother.
I'm prepared to back up my statement with living proof. Abigail, will you come out, please? Mr. Douglas, may I present Abigail Haney, my great-great-grandmother.
Your great-great...
Granny, how long have you been using Haney's rejuvenating cream?
75 years, grandson.
70?
And how old are you?
93. Oliver, doesn't she look wonderful for 93?
She's not 90. She's a shill.
Oliver, that's no way to talk about a nice old lady.
If you'll just give me the order, I'll get Granny home. She has to get back to her desk. She's writing her memoirs of the Civil War.
Well, we won't keep her. Goodbye, Mr. Haney, and goodbye to you, Granny, you luscious-looking senior citizen.
Oliver!
Come on, Lisa.
Oh, Oliver, maybe I should have ordered some of that cream.
You don't need anything else. Mr. Drucker's given you a very small table in the store. Now, where could you possibly put more than a couple of dozen jars?
Well, I have to think of something.
Well, if it isn't the Blue Brothers!
You don't have to bow to her.
No. Just kiss my hand, honey.
You were supposed to show up 6 weeks ago. Where have you been?
We've been working over at the State College.
Doing what?
Making picket signs.
Oh. We made a couple of extra ones in case you give us any trouble.
Look, you promised me you'd finish the bedroom.
Promise is a promise.
Right. Not to us, but to some carpenters.
If there were any other carpenters around here, I...
There's just us, Poopsie. What does that do to your id?
We'd have been here sooner, only we were waiting for lumber.
Yeah, we knew you wanted the best, so we had to wait till they tore down Luke Rockwell's chicken coop.
Chicken coop lumber?
That's the best you can get. It's age in the egg.
Well, pick it up, carry it inside, and start putting it on.
Oh, it's... hello there.
Good morning, Miss Douglas.
Gosh, don't you look beautiful. I bet you just got up, too.
Oh, no, I've been up about a half an hour.
You don't look that good after you've been up for 3 weeks.
Elf?
Or 3 years.
How would you like a bop in the beezer?
How would you like to go in and start working on the bedroom?
Ron, if you have a beauty problem...
Problems? She's got the only face in town that's been declared a disaster area.
How would you like a shot in the head?
You lay one finger on me and I'm gonna tell Mom.
If you two spent as much time working as you do fighting, you'd have been finished with a bedroom 2 years ago.
How would you like a shot in the head?
Oh, now, see here.
Ralph, as I was saying, if you have a beauty problem, I am opening a cosmetical department in Mr. Drucker's store.
Oh, that's wonderful. I need a pair of forehead tweezers.
There's no such thing.
But I am going to carry a complete line of cosmeticals. I am going to have...
Lisa, you're holding them up.
Well, it never hurts to do a little advertising.
Well, do as little as you can so that they can get started on the bedroom, huh?
Boy, he's a real hyperthyroid.
What does that mean?
Means he's got too much hyper in his thyroid. Let's pick up the lumber, and...
As soon as I hear about the cosmetics.
Of all the blundering... Ev, what are you doing?
Freezing apart in my hair.
What? Get your head out of there, you rebel.
You see, what I do is I give myself a shampoo, and then I rush my head into the refrigerator, and I'm well-groomed all day.
Yes, well, don't...
Unless the sun comes out.
Oh. Now I got three nitwits here.
Oh, the Monroe brothers showed up, huh?
Finally.
Boy, I heard they did a great job on the picket signs over at the State College.
I have no...
Not only do they build the signs, but they make up their own slogans like, being the dean, keep your cool, don't burn the school... And don't pop corn on the roof of the dorm.
I'm not interested in...
One of these days, they're gonna make the big time. Berkeley.
Em, I have enough problems.
Oh, Oliver. Oh, Ab, I see you had your head in the refrigerator again.
Yes, ma'am.
Looks very nice.
Look, how about breakfast, hmm?
Oh, from now on, you have to make your own. I'm a career woman.
Did Alf and Ralph start to work yet?
No, but they will be in a half an hour.
Half an hour?
That's how long it's going to take them to get to Drucker's.
Where are they going to Drucker's?
To build me some shelves.
What?
Remember the idea you had last night, that I have too many cosmeticals and not enough space? Well, from now on, I shall have all the place I need for everything I order.
What about the bedroom?
Business before pleasure.
And a pound of what? What? I'm sorry, I can't hear you, Mrs. Wilson. Just a minute. Would you stop that hammering? Stop hammering! Will you tell him to stop that hammering?
Al! Al!
What?
Grouchy wants you to stop.
I gotta finish the shelf.
Well, wait till I'm through with a phone call. Yes, 5 pounds of apples, yes, ma'am. And a large bag of sugar.
They got a sale on sugar over at the market in Pixley.
Would you? All right, ma'am. God blast you.
Excuse me.
No, not you, Mrs. Wilson. Yes? 5 pounds of flour. And what else? Shortening? Yes, ma'am. And eggs? A dozen? Yes, ma'am. What else? Baking powder and... Hello? Hello? What's the matter with this ding-blasted phone?
You think this could be the trouble?
You dummy.
Who are you calling a dummy?
Your sister.
Oh. What'd you do, dummy?
Back.
Don't get uptight. We're not going to charge you for it.
Well, how am I going to use a phone?
Don't worry about it. We'll splice your wires back together for you.
Well, splice.
Where are you going?
To see Mrs. Douglas. They were making so much noise, I couldn't hear on the phone. And as if that wasn't enough, they sawed through my telephone wire.
Maybe that's why you couldn't hear.
No, ma'am, it was a hammering. Look, Mrs. Douglas, maybe we ought to forget the whole thing.
Oh, Mr. Drucker, I promise you, you won't have any more trouble.
More cartons, Sam. Where do you want them?
Well, I don't know. There's no more room in here.
Well, you better make up your mind. I still got 47 more cartons on the train.
Well, wait a second. I'll call Mrs. Douglas. Hello, Sarah. Get me a... Hello? 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 Oh, those darn Monroe brothers, they spliced the wires backwards. Hello, Sarah? Sam Drucker, get me the Douglas farm.
Hello.
Mr. Douglas, this is Sam Drucker.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well.
That's because I'm talking into the receiver and listening with a mouthpiece.
I don't understand.
Well, the Monroe brothers...
Now I understand.
Is Mrs. Douglas there? I've got to talk to her.
Well, just a minute. Lisa! Is something wrong, Mr. Drucker?
I'll say there's something wrong. 395 cartons of cosmetics just arrived.
300 and...
The store is damn full of them. I can't move.
Oliver, did you want me?
Yeah, it's Mr. Drucker. He says your cosmetics arrived.
Oh, that's wonderful.
He doesn't think so. There are 395 cartons of them.
But that must be the first shipment.
The first shipment?
Did you say the first shipment? Oh, holy smoke, what am I going to do? There isn't an inch of space left here.
Well, just a minute, I'll find out. Mr. Drucker wants to know where he's supposed to put all that stuff. He hasn't got any room.
Tell him not to worry. I think of something.
Oh, Doris, I got a sale on your
favorite. Oh, later, Sam. I want to look at Mrs. Douglas's cosmetics. Douglas?
Now, come on, Ralph. Why don't you join us? I'm just going to demonstrate my cosmeticals. Now, here, this is the eyeliner.
But what do I need that for? My eyes have enough lines.
This is to give your eyes that sexy look.
Ooh. Could you rub some all over me?
No, this is just for the eyes. The all over you comes in a big bottle.
She'll need three bottles of that. Look here, Doris.
Ladies. And now, to apply the eyes.
Mr. Drucker, what happened?
Oh, remember when your wife said she'd think of something? Yeah. Well, this is it.
You mean she's taken over the whole store?
Including my post office. How did I ever get snookered into this?
I don't want to say I told you so.
You can say it. I'm going bankrupt. The women are spending all their money on cosmetics. They don't have nothing left for groceries.
Look, why didn't you say something to my wife?
Well, I tried to, but...
Hello, lover.
Who are you?
I'm Ralph, the sexy Monroe brother. How do I look?
If you want to sue, I'll be glad to handle the case for you.
Oh, what does a man know?
Now, Ralph, I got a sale on...
I'm sorry, Sam. I spent all my money in the beauty saloon.
See what I mean? Doggone it, Mr. Douglas. What am I going to do?
Well, I'll have a little talk with Mrs. Douglas.
You think that'll help?
Don't worry. I'll make her see the light.
Why am I looking at the light?
Well, I told Mr. Drucker I'd make you... It's just an expression. Now, look, Mr. Drucker was kind enough to offer you a small space in his store, and you went ahead and took over the whole thing.
Well, I don't see why he's complaining. I'm giving him half of the profits, and he's getting a nice suntan outside on the porch.
That isn't the point. That's Mr. Drucker's store. It's his whole life. And anyway, this community needs a general store more than it needs a cosmetic saloon.
Well, I don't want to hurt Mr. Drucker, but I'm enjoying my cosmetical business.
All you have to do is move it.
Where?
I don't know.
Oh? Well, I think of something.
And canopies. Yes, ma'am. Oh, hello, Mr. Douglas.
Hi. Well, I see everything's back to normal.
Except the phone. Yes, Mr. Dooley, I'll have the order ready for you.
When did my wife move out?
Early this morning.
Oh? Well, she was gone when I got up this morning. Did she say where she was moving to?
No, she just said she had the perfect place picked out.
What's going on here?
Park your car, sir.
What?
It's a service of the Green Acres Health and Beauty Farm.
You mean my wife is...
She sure did.
Ladies, this is the latest thing. Vanishing spray. It replaces the old-fashioned vanishing cream.
Lisa, what have you done?
Oh, Oliver, say hello to the ladies.
I didn't come in to say hello. I came in to say goodbye.
Oh, bye.
Not me goodbye, you goodbye. You all goodbye. Oh. Everybody out.
Oliver,
come on, come on.
Oliver.
Out.
Oliver!
Lisa, you're not using our home for a cosmetetic...
Why don't you practice your diction outside?
Well, as I was saying, this vanishing spray makes wrinkles disappear, freckles disappear, blemishes disappear. It will make anything disappear.
Cosmeteritical.
Bravo!
Lisa, I want everybody out of here. Come on, come on. Out,
Oliver,
out,
Oliver.
Out, all of you, out.
Oliver.
You two, out, out. Come on, come on. Oh, hey, cut them. So long, Eb.
Mr. Douglas?
Yes?
What happened to you?
Stay away from that vanishing spray. It's murder.
Thank you.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.